I am Brother Jones, your speaker on the program today. We have been discussing some of the basics of the New Testament, teaching us how to become Christians. And we began with the thought of the necessity of faith. And then Tuesday, we dealt with the subject of repentance. Yesterday, we dealt with the subject of confession. And today we continue that. And who should be baptized? We've been discussing many things about the subject of baptism. And we do realize that this, with some people, is controversial. However, it is not controversial in the Scripture because there was no discussion of this at all once they were taught properly. They were ready to be baptized. In fact, even asked the question, what hinders me to be baptized in Acts 8? Those who have been taught and understand the gospel, as Matthew 28:19 says, when he commanded them to go ye therefore and teach all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. Now, those who are capable of believing in Christ, and of course this excludes infants, those who are capable of believing in Christ were taught to obey this command. When he says in Mark 16:15-16, go ye into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature. He that believeth and is baptized shall be saved. He that believeth not shall be damned. You know, this passage not only emphasizes the necessity of a believer to be baptized in order to be saved, or to please God, to obey His command, but also teaches us that the person who doesn't have faith is damned already. So you don't have to do anything else, because you're already lost if you don't believe. And then it shows that repentance is a prerequisite of baptism. When he said, repent and be baptized, every one of you, in the name of Jesus Christ, for the remission of sins, and you shall receive the gift of the Holy Spirit. Acts 2:38. And it also shows that this is a universal command, and it is a command to be obeyed without discrimination, because both men and women were baptized. Acts 8 gives us an account of an evangelist, and verse 12 says that when they believed Philip, preaching the things concerning the kingdom of God and the name of Jesus Christ, they were baptized, both men and women. Is it not possible that infants were baptized in the jailer's house? Someone raised the question. No, it isn't possible, because we already pointed to a prerequisite of baptism, and that was faith. Only those who believed. And he took them the same hour of the night and washed their stripes and was baptized, he and all his, straightway or immediately. And when he had brought them into his house, he set meat before them and rejoiced, believing in God with all of his house. Acts 16:33-34. But you notice that he emphasizes that those who had heard, those who had believed, were the ones who were baptized. Because he said they rejoiced, believing in God with all his house. Now, infants were circumcised, and someone said, well, why not be baptized? Baptism does not take the place of circumcision. Does it now? Never did. Because Jesus was both circumcised and baptized. But we realize that we're not under the same law that Jesus was born under, that he lived under, and that he died under. That law was in force until he died on the cross, according to the 2nd chapter of Colossians, verse 14, he said, blotting out the handwriting of ordinances which was against us, which was contrary to us, taking it out of the way, nailing it to the cross. The Scriptures fully furnish us today unto all good works. All Scripture is given by inspiration of God and is profitable for doctrine, for reproof, for correction, for instruction in righteousness, that the man of God may be perfect, thoroughly furnished unto all good works. 2 Timothy 3, verses 16 and 17. The Scriptures do not mention infant baptism. Therefore, we cannot include it today, since it wasn't included in the Scriptures, because it would be unscriptural to do this. The baptism of infants teaches salvation by water alone. There is no faith, there is no repentance, there is no confession. Nothing at all but water. But when we take a look at what Jesus says about little children, we understand thoroughly that they do not have the need to be baptized. In Matthew 18, verse 3, "Except ye be converted and become as little children, ye shall not enter into the kingdom of heaven." And we realize that infants were evidently in the figures used by Paul. "And we are all baptized unto Moses in the cloud and in the sea," 1 Corinthians 10, verse 2, "so were the flocks and the herds of the Israelites." And what proves too much proves nothing at all. And we just refer you back to the statement we made a moment ago, that they lived under a different law in a different time. In fact, they didn't even receive the law of Moses at that time. They were still under the patriarchal system. But there's been much discussion about how one should be baptized. And this is a failure to understand what the word itself means. The word baptized means to immerse, dip, or plunge. And now, how can there be any discussion about this? It does not mean pouring. It does not mean sprinkling. It means to be immersed. So therefore, sprinkling is not immersion. Sprinkling is not baptism. Jesus was baptized when he went down into the water and came up out of the water. The Ethiopian eunuch in Acts 8 was baptized in the same way. They went down both into the water, both Philip and the eunuch, and he baptized him. And they were come up out of the water then. And that service was done the same way in his baptism. The eunuch was baptized in water. They both came up out of the water. And baptism was performed where there was much water. John, you remember, the predecessor of Christ, the one who came to prepare the way before him, he taught the people to repent and bring forth fruit meet for repentance. And there's the baptism is known as John's baptism, because he administered that baptism by the authority of God. And we read about this in the 19th chapter of Acts, how that it was referred to in this manner. And John was baptizing in Ammon near to Salem, because there was much water there. John 3 and verse 23. And baptism is a birth. "Except a man be born of water and the Spirit, he cannot enter into the kingdom of God." John 3 and verse 5. "Sprinkling or pouring cannot fill this requirement at all, as man can not be born of a substance less than himself." But baptism is also called a burial, and that's what it is. Romans 6, 4, "Therefore we are buried with him by baptism into death, that like as Christ was raised up from the dead by the glory of the Father, even so we also should walk in newness of life." And then in Colossians 2, 12, "Buried with him in baptism, wherein also you are risen with him through the faith of the operation of God, who hath raised him from the dead." And it is a form of Christ burial and resurrection. And so in Romans 6, 17 and 18 he said, but ye have obeyed from the heart that former doctrine which was delivered unto you, being then made free from sin, ye became the servants of righteousness. And immersion alone fulfills this requirement. And the subject of baptism should be discussed as it is revealed in the Bible as to what it is really for. It is essential to salvation. It is plainly commanded. I've heard people say, well, baptism isn't commanded, or you just haven't read your Bible. In Acts 10 and verse 48, Peter made this statement, and he commanded them to be baptized in the name of the Lord. It is unreasonable to suppose that God would have commanded something that was not essential. The names associated with baptism indicate its importance: the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, in Matthew 28 and verse 19. Salvation is promised to the baptized believer in Mark 16, verses 15 and 16, and the apostles preached and practiced baptism for the remission of sins, beginning in Acts 2 and verse 38. Observe that repentance and baptism are for the same thing. Baptism is necessary to enter into the kingdom, John 3 and verse 5. Baptism is in order to receive the merits of Christ's death. Know ye not that so many of us as were baptized into Jesus Christ were baptized into his death? Therefore we are buried with him of baptism into death, that like as Christ was raised up from the dead by the glory of the Father, even so we also should walk in newness of life. Romans 6, verses 3 and 4. And this makes us free from sin. Romans 6, 17 and 18. Baptism makes us members of the body of Christ. For by one Spirit are we all baptized into one body. 1 Corinthians 12, 13. And we're baptized into Christ. Galatians 3 and verse 27. Incidentally, there are two verses in the New Testament that tell us how to get into Christ, and this is one of them, and Romans 6, 3 is the other. And in both instances, he refers to the fact that we have to be baptized in order to enter into Christ. And 1 Peter 3 and verse 21 says that it is to save us. The like figure whereunto even baptism doth also now save us. We hope that you will continue to study this subject, and if you haven't believed, repented, confessed, then you cannot be baptized in or the authority or by the name of Christ. And we hope that you'll do this immediately if you haven't so far, that you too can be saved. I'm Vernon Jones, your speaker, and we bid you a very pleasant good day.